There's no Texans football to be played, but there's plenty of Texans to talk about. We're happy that you're with us here for Texans 360. It's the only place that is all Texans all the time, no matter the day of the year. My name's Drew Doherty. I'm your host, and let's get right into it. A little bit later, we're going to hear from Miss January, Leisha. She's a Houston Texans cheerleader. Plus, you're going to catch up with the latest Pro Bowler. That's right, long snapper John Weeks. But first, we got to get to our conversation with Chairman, Founder, and CEO Bob McNair. He caught up with Mark Vandermeer.
Bob, I know the season did not end the way you wanted it to, but there were many things about this campaign that will be remembered for a long time, right?
I don't think there's any question about that. It was certainly an unpredictable year for us. I mean, we didn't start out the way we thought we would. And then after a bad start, we really, really turned it around and had a very successful streak.
What about the turnaround, though, Bob? What do you think was the main difference in the team starting 2-5 and then finishing 7-2?
I think the locker room got a little closer, and the players really started feeling responsible for each other.
What was your message to the team during that time, Bob? You're such a positive person. What did you deliver?
My message was the other teams are not beating us. We're beating ourselves. So it's not that they're better than we are. It's that we've been shooting ourselves in the foot, and we just need to stop doing that. And once we, you know, corrected that, that's when we really started winning.
What's your favorite memory or moment of the season, Bob?
Well, I think going to Cincinnati when they were undefeated and playing them up there and really, really playing a good, solid game against one of the better teams in the league. And really handling them pretty well. I thought that was certainly a highlight. And then, of course, the way we ended the year, we were so dominating that I thought it was very impressive.
How special was it to beat Indianapolis for the first time up there?
Well, that was fun, too. You know, come back when we were underdogs, I just thought that was terrific.
Your fellow owners were in town recently. You got the L.A. situation taken care of for the time being. What can you tell us about that process and what's going to happen from here?
Well, they've been trying to get a team in L.A. for over 20 years, and I thought it was a little ironic in that last time they tried, we were the winner, and we got the franchise. And then the meeting that would determine what happened in Los Angeles takes place in Houston.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of irony in the whole thing that I sort of enjoyed. And I think that with Stan Kroenke's plan for the stadium there, it's going to be pretty spectacular, you know, create a lot of excitement.
Anything else you can share with us on the off season as far as the league is concerned and some of your priorities in that department at large?
We'll continue to be looking at the game. And, of course, you know, in this digital age, everything is changing so fast. That you're just going to see a lot more streaming and things of that nature, and you know, the whole media field is just expanding. So many more outlets that we have to work hard to try to figure out how do you manage all of that.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.